prescribing medications isn't always the answer. At that end stage, we need to make sure that they're as comfortable as possible, not in pain. A lot of the time, these individuals with advanced dementia are kept on many medications that are used to treat secondary conditions rather than treat the symptoms.
How did you personally come across this issue? Is it something that you've had in mind for a while, or when did you know that this is the sort of thing that you wanted to do?
Well, I started in medical science to begin with, and it's just like a natural progression. I just kind of moved into the health faculty. I was really interested in dementia and medications. There's actually a larger study going on at the moment called the IDEAL Project, which is looking at people with advanced dementia. And so I kind of attached myself to this larger national initiative and was focused on the medication side of the IDEAL Project.
Mm-hmm. And look, as I mentioned before, and I'm gonna say it again, I'm actually employed as a WebSecare technician at a pharmacy. And look, I've seen firsthand the sheer quantity of medications that some nursing home clients consume.
That's
We're talking
right.
hundreds
a
of pills
lot of
each
medications.
Day. It's insane.
Yep.
Does your research look to reducing the quantity of medications that these people are taking?
Yes, definitely, because the palliative approach is trying to reduce the number of medications that might not be appropriate at this later stage of dementia, such as, you know, cardiac medications, any kind of medications that are trying to actively, like, improve other conditions that might not be appropriate at that end stage where...
Where do you draw the line, though? Like, how do you decide what is necessary and what isn't?
Well, that's the problem. It's such a difficult decision to determine when a medication is inappropriate or not, and deciding when and whose decision that is.
Is it also a question of finding different medications for existing conditions, or even improving how doctors prescribe medications that interact with each other? Does that play into it as well?
So a part of this IDEAL project, I was able to look at all these medication charts that residents with advanced dementia were on. And basically, there are a lot of criteria that are used to identify inappropriate prescribing in the elderly, but these are not catered for individuals who have dementia and require a palliative approach. So there's one criteria that has been identified for advanced dementia that's used. It's not particularly... It definitely does need work. You can't just determine whether a medication is inappropriate or not. You obviously need to take into consideration the individual, and that's where it becomes really difficult. You can't just make a stock standard type of criteria and follow that, because it's not going to work for every individual.
And what do you propose to do in order to address the issue? Is it a question of more organisation, more communication between doctors, or...?
Well, I think it requires a multidisciplinary approach. So at the moment, there is this national initiative called the Residential Medication Management Review, and this is federally funded. And this is a review system that requires the GP, the resident's GP, and a pharmacist and any other health professionals that might be important to determine whether the medications are appropriate. And this is used in many aged care facilities, but we're trying to... my PhD tries to... At the moment, sorry, I'm starting to interview pharmacists to kind of gain their opinion on how this reviewing system can be improved for residents with advanced dementia.
What kind of feedback have you had so far?
Well, I haven't started yet.
True, true.
I start very soon. But maybe there are maybe having a section that flags the resident with as having advanced dementia. Sometimes it might not be quite obvious that the resident has advanced dementia and requires this palliative approach. So looking at medications for comfort care rather than active prescribing.
What kind of impact would you say that this area of research has on the families of patients with dementia? Because obviously dementia is an illness which impacts hugely on the family and friends of these people.
Yeah, that's right.
So how would you say that this can help?
Well, I think if we kind of try to improve decisions around medication prescribing, making sure that we include families in that decision with other health professionals, that can really alleviate any stress that a resident or that a family member might have. Because it'd be so challenging for a family member to see their loved ones struggle. I think also it's very challenging for even GPs to determine when it's appropriate to take a resident off a medication at that stage. And, you know, even broaching that subject with a family member would be very challenging when a family member has seen that that medication has helped their family member. But at this stage, at the later stage, when it might do more harm than good with all the side effects that these aggressive medications can have, it might be better to take the resident off, and that can be a challenging decision.
Can you think of any particular medications that are prescribed right now that cause a lot of discomfort to patients with dementia?
Well, at the moment, looking at the data that I have so far, antipsychotics are a large issue at the moment. Obviously, antipsychotics are used to treat behavioural symptoms of dementia, and they can be appropriate in the earlier to mid stages of dementia. But when residents are still on antipsychotics at the end stage, they're not appropriate anymore because they don't have those behavioural issues that you see earlier on. We've seen that almost half the residents that we have with advanced dementia are still on an antipsychotic, and this is in line with a report that was just recently released by Alzheimer's Australia, which saw antipsychotics as still an issue in Australia, especially Australia. It's seen as an issue compared to other countries, which seem to have a handle on it a little bit better.
If you had your way and you could instantly change the industry right now, how would it? What's the best case scenario for you?
Just making sure that there's a reviewing system in place that flags the resident as having dementia and advanced dementia, so that all parties involved can identify that prescribing needs to be in line with palliative prescribing and make sure that prescribing is in line with what's best for the resident, to improve quality of care and making sure that they're as comfortable as possible.